The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Well, hey there, and welcome to episode number 2 of Busy Kids Love Music, an educational podcast for music-loving kids, brought to you by me, Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano. Chances are, around Halloween time, you'll start to hear this familiar tune pop up in commercials, cartoons, or on the radio. This piece is called In the Hall of the Mountain King, and it is perhaps the most famous work from composer Edvard Grieg. It's part of a larger body of work called the Peer Gynt Suite, which we're going to talk about in more detail in just a few minutes. Edvard Grieg was a Norwegian composer born in 1843. He took piano lessons from his mother beginning at age 6 and went on to study music at the Leipzig Conservatory. It was there he began to learn Norwegian folk tunes and make connections with other artists and musicians. When spending a winter in Rome, Italy, he met another talented Norwegian man, Henrik Ibsen, who wrote plays. In 1867, Ibsen wrote a famous play called Peer Gynt, inspired by a fairy tale character who travels to all four corners of the globe. Ibsen originally didn't want the play to be performed on stage. However, in 1874, Ibsen changed his mind and wrote to his friend Edvard Grieg to ask if he could compose the music for a stage production of the play. Music written as background music for a play is called incidental music. Grieg composed a collection of 33 songs for the play. Initially, Grieg found the task of composing for a play to be difficult and called it a terribly unmanageable subject. But eventually, he began to feel he was the perfect person for the job. The play premiered in 1876, and Grieg conducted the orchestra himself. It was a fantastic success. Let's listen to a few excerpts from the Peer Gynt Suite. Does the music you're listening to now create a picture in your mind as you hear it? This piece is called Morning Mood. It was performed as incidental music. Remember, that means background music, in Act 4, Scene 4 of Ibsen's play. The hero of the story, Peer Gynt, is stranded in the Moroccan desert after his friends took off with his fancy boat while he slept. The sun is rising, and Peer Gynt is fighting off a group of monkeys with a tree branch. Now that many of the pieces from Peer Gynt are performed on their own, meaning they aren't performed as incidental music, Morning Mood is often associated with the beautiful mountains and scenery in Grieg's home country of Norway. Let's revisit In the Hall of the Mountain King, perhaps the most famous piece of the play, and the most famous piece Grieg composed. The music starts softly and is played by low instruments in the orchestra, cellos, double basses, and bassoons. Peer Gynt, our mischievous hero, is tiptoeing through the halls of the Mountain King. The trolls, goblins, and gnomes hear him and begin to chase him. Notice how the music gets faster and louder and higher. things feel a bit more frantic and wild until all the instruments crash at the end. On my website, I've created a listening map for you to follow along with as you listen to Greeks in the Hall of the Mountain King. To download that listening map and check out the show notes from this episode, visit busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/2. That's the number 2. So again, that's busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/2. Just because the episode is over doesn't mean the learning has to stop. I've created a free ebook for you with loads of activities, listening guides, and composer biographies. To get your hands on the book, visit busykidsdopiano.com/freebook. That's busykidsdopiano.com/freebook. For more information on today's episode, including show notes, as well as a list of the music you heard, check out busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/2. See you soon.